Okay, hello. Welcome to my very first podcast. My name's Joe Spencer. I am 38 years old, and I would consider to say an athlete of a kind. Being 38 years old, I'm hardly the whippets, the 20-something athletes we see today hitting the podiums month in, month out. But that's not what my journey is about. My journey is being a 38-year-old, father of two, husband of one, and also two dogs. So basically, yeah, I have a full family. I have a working job. I'm a firefighter. And I'm also a fitness trainer on my days off. So I've got a jam-packed life to fit my training in. Helps with the job I do. Definitely helps with the job I do. We get gym time each day. So I can align that. But my main sport currently is OCR. I've been into fitness since I can remember. I remember almost being 10 years old with my nice big Walkman with fluffy headphones, out running. This really heavy Walkman on my running shorts, clipped on and almost pulling my running shorts down. It was so big and heavy. But I could listen to my Michael Jackson Thriller whilst running early hours of the morning. And that was at 10, 11 years old. So I've always been hugely into fitness. I come from my dad's really into fitness. So it was kind of bred into me that fitness is the way forward. Fitness is what you should be doing each week. And I kind of thrive off of keeping fit, feeling fit and being better than the average, trying to really better myself all the time. So, yeah, right from a young age, fitness has always been awesome. I've loved it. But then as I got older, and college and experiencing things in the world, going away with friends, drinking, partying, concentrating on career, etc., it was never my first priority. But as I got older, got more settled, got more into routine, I really started to see what my body can do. And the time when I'm at the most secure, got the most consistent lifestyle, when I can fit my training in, it happens to be as I'm quite a bit older now. So these are my struggles with hitting the podium as a nearing 40-year-old male. I'm not doing too bad, but things are becoming harder. Injuries become a lot harder. I first started my, should I say, attitude towards this, trying to be faster and fitter and qualifying for various things back in 2011-12, when I was into triathlon. And I decided, do you know what, I want to be really good at triathlon. How can I be really good? Let's put it out there on social media. Let's hold myself accountable to get really good at triathlon. So I decided I want to compete for my country in my age group. So I decided, yep, that's it, that's what I'll do. I'm going to be an age group triathlete and I'm going to try and qualify to represent Great Britain. And that was what I did. And from that point on, I knew I needed to step my training up into a competitive level. And that means dedicating nutrition, time, lifestyle, everything to it, which I did. And in 2013, I managed to represent Great Britain in my age group and race at the European Championships in Turkey. So that was an awesome experience. Absolutely amazing. Just the whole feel of getting there, being a part of the GB kind of hotel, all the athletes. I mean, I was in awe. I was an age group athlete and there were elite athletes there, which was amazing to watch. It was just an amazing experience. had a lot of pride, and yeah, I loved every second. So that kind of gave me the taste. But obviously then I'm in my 30s. So with the triathlon, it took up huge amounts of family time. The training, hours and hours of training, multi-discipline sport, swimming, cycling, running. It was just too much with a young family in the end. So I decided, whilst I was doing triathlon, I then also competed in a couple of OCR races and did really well. Come second, I remember, in one, and I was getting fairly good result on the Tough Guy, the original OCR up in Wolverhampton, UK. So I knew I was quite good at the OCR. I'd been doing OCR since 1998. Was my first one as a 17-year-old, which was Tough Guy. And I did Winter Tough Guy every year for 10 years from 1998 onwards. So OCR to me was right back in 1998 when I found that I really enjoyed it. And it's pretty much before most of, if you're into OCR now, most people started OCR. This was quite some time ago. So yeah, I thought I'd come back and then I could dedicate a lot of my training and still not miss family time, because even though I hit my goal of competing for GB, I was never fully happy with my result, because I knew there were workouts that I missed, cycles that I missed, swims that I missed, all because I put my family first. My family time is more important, so I couldn't be the athlete that I wanted to be, because family came first. And to be a good athlete, you do have to be selfish. And I don't think there's anything wrong with being selfish to be a top athlete. But you have to make that choice. And that's one I struggle to make. So OCR, when I can run out the door, front door, I can train strength training at work as a firefighter. I can adapt all my workouts at work to benefit my OCR training. I realised that this sport I can be really competitive still. Hence what I've done now. Each year I've qualified for the world champs, OCR champs, European OCR champs, all as an elite level racer. I wouldn't say I'm elite in any means compared to the Conor Hancocks or the Tristan Steeds, Ross Brackleys, and etc. These guys, I'm well behind them, within 10 minutes of them finishing generally. In the UK, I tend to hit a top 20 spot, sometimes top 10. I've only ever had one podium win, which wasn't really it was the Rocket Race. That was my number one. I got fourth down in the Warrior Race down in Brighton. So ninth, I think. I had a good ninth or tenth position in nuclear races. So I'm not doing too bad, but now the World Champs has come back. Well, not come back, now the World Champs has come over the pond, away from Canada, into the UK. Now is my time to compete and qualify. I've currently qualified as an elite, and now it's in my own country. I haven't been able to go over and compete financially. I haven't been able to justify the money to get across to Canada to compete, even though I qualified. So this year is the year I really want to qualify. So my goals for 2018 will be to qualify for the World Champs, that again also is being held about 15 minutes up the road from me, 20 minutes up the road at the Nuclear Races event village. It's an awesome race that I've done plenty of times, but OCR World Champs will be taking that site over and turning it into their own in this October. And I want to be there starting on the start line with the likes of the Conor Hancocks, the John Albans, the American athletes, Canadian athletes, Ryan Atkins, Benny Gifford, Hunter McIntyre. That's my goal for 2018. So the training, it's on now. But I've booked up three races that are qualifying races. So these are the races I need, I believe, to get top five overall. If not overall in my age group, I'm going for elite qualification. That is my goal. I won't be disappointed if I only get age group for this World Champs, but I've given myself three races, a chance three times to be able to qualify. And I'm really hoping, if I put it all in now, to qualify and race as an elite racer in the World Champs. That is my number one goal. And that is a lot of the training and hardships and things I'm going through over the next fair few months now is what I'm going to be talking to you about on the podcast. So as much as you've just listened to me bumbling on, it may have been boring, it may have been of some interest. But hopefully I won't have to bumble as much and I can talk about a little bit more about as things happen and not have to sit and think about the past and trying to get all the information over to you guys so you know who I am and what my goals are and intentions for on this podcast. But I'm going to put up the struggles. It's not easy. We get injured. We have family time. Other things take priority. But I'm hoping there's other people in the same position as me struggling to be as best as they can, but they are a mum, a dad, they work, and they've got the real struggles that we've all got, and it's nice to share them. So hopefully leave some messages if you hear this, if you listen to this and want to follow me on my journey. I'll try and make it as interesting as possible, but for now, obviously, this is, to me, it feels like this is the boring one, droning on. But it's got to get more interesting for you because it'll be a little bit shorter and it'll be more to the subject of training as opposed to going over my life's work. Okay. So that was me done for this episode. A little bit about me, my goals for 2018. And in the next podcast, I'll be talking about where I'm at in my training and the struggles I'm having currently to keep it consistent and keep myself doing what I feel I need to do. My next race is only in 4 weeks, so that'll be my first qualification race at the Reaper race. So we'll be talking about that on the next episode. Thanks for listening, and I hope to hear from you and maybe speak to some of you too soon. Thanks, guys. That's me out.